You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Well, it's the last day of the year, 2018, New Year's Eve. We welcome you to the show, and it should be a fun one. Will the New Orleans Saints be world champions? Will the Tigers start off the new year with a W? Plenty to get into as the NFL playoffs. That picture is set. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Black Monday. Oops, sorry, coach. Didn't mean to offend you. Sean Payton not happy with that term. Not happy with the fact that the NFL Network, as he's kind of made it seem, celebrating Black Monday. Handful of head coaches. They gone. We'll go through that list coming up at 12:45 on the show here, as a handful of coaches no longer the head coach at certain cities in the NFL. Rafael Esparza is coming up at 12:30. Vegas consensus favorite, your New Orleans Saints to win the Super Bowl. How does that make you sound or feel when you hear that? The sound of that, Saints fans, as you come in on this New Year's Eve. It's rainy. It's nasty out there. Hopefully, it looks like, if you believe the weather apps, evening-ish should be tapering off by 9. You shouldn't really be worried about that. So if you love the fireworks, you love doing that, you should be good. You should be good. So we'll keep an eye on that. Hopefully all this weather will get on out of here. Crazy, right? Mid-70s, 97% humidity. It felt warmer here than it did in Miami, joined the intern when I came last night. Atlanta just before 11 p.m. Larry Holder's going to join us next segment. We'll talk about that game yesterday, okay? And again, the shows that we always do on Monday after a Saints game. It's the token question that we throw out there of the day. Is there a game ball? Is there a pat on the back? And who needs to have a seat with coach? More importantly, another question of the day, Jordan, I'm asking you to throw out there is, what did you take out of yesterday? What can you take out of the game yesterday?
We could spin it any way we want to. We didn't play well. So we can put our own little stamp on this and say, well, and listen, it starts with me, and we'll get the corrections made. But we didn't play well. Credit Carolina. They came ready to play.
Head coach Sean Payton was not happy.
Okay? Oh, no. We suck again.
Yeah, look, it wasn't good. I get it. And then there's a segment of fans that go, no, that's perfect. In 2009, Jordan the intern, the three teams to which the New Orleans Saints lost games to were the following.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yes. Yes.
The Dallas Cowboys?
Yes.
And the Carolina Panthers?
Yes. Who are the three teams the Saints lost to this year?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Yes.
The Dallas Cowboys?
Yes.
And the Carolina Kitty Cats?
See, all is well. All is well.
Jeopardy. We're setting Jordan to Jeopardy.
That's it. All is well. So, look, I'll say this. I was calling a game right when the game started, and I mean, Twitter imploded on the first play of the game, Rankins to the injury tent. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Then Alex Okafor, he also goes to the injury tent. Lattimore, Pete, he's banged up. You're banged up, man. You know, and again, this is what we were talking about, but at the same time, turning it on and off. You'll hear from Coach Payton here in a sec about that. He just wasn't happy with it. And sometimes if you don't go out there full bore, things either happen or whatever. Look, Carolina was looking to end a losing streak, right? So that's why they came out to play. Are you concerned, though, that Kyle Allen looked like, let's see, reading some of my texts, Joe Montana looked like Joe Montana. The next Tom Brady, look at him, right? Aaron Rodgers, Michael Vick. There were so many quarterbacks being compared to this guy. It was unbelievable. So I'm asking you, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA, what did you take away from that? Did you take away a sense of panic? Did you take away that the Saints are in trouble? It doesn't matter who they face, they're in trouble. Did you take away what you probably should have? It's going to be okay. I honestly believe it's going to be okay. The Reaper already in panic mode already. The Reaper. Remember Friday, Jay Hardgrave? He's concerned about the offense. Alvin Kamara, healthy scratch. Thomas did play, got his record to pass Joe Horn. You did see Ingram. Look, there were two guys that weren't even playing on an NFL team last week that started on the offensive line. That's what I take out of Sunday's loss. Do you really think in the playoff game of the divisional round, John Doe is going to be starting at guard or tackle? No. Relax. I did say one of the things I wanted to see in the game were some of the guys, younger guys, guys like Tre'Quan Smith, guys like Marcus Davenport, kind of come out, have themselves a little bit of a game, right? Wanted to see them make some plays. Marcus Davenport had a nice game. I thought he went out there and looked pretty good, right? I mean, sack and a half, tackle and a half for loss, two tackles. Now Coach Payton, when he was asked about Davenport overall.
He played a lot. He's been playing a lot this season. You know, we'll look at the tape, and he, you know, he had some pressures in the second half. But a little too late.
Yeah. Tackle and a half for a loss and half a sack. But, you know, can you tell that Coach Payton wasn't happy? Can you tell? Coach Payton also said he saw it from the start.
All right, listen, it was from the get-go, it was obvious, you know. And so you take that personally as a coach, and, you know, it's disappointing. We played poorly.
Yeah, they did.
Trying to make me feel better. I got something for you.
Okay. It. They're fine. Ed Daniels asked Coach this question. Was yesterday a teachable moment on the team?
Listen, it is what it is. You know, we didn't play well, and you're upset about it. So you don't come in here and say it's going to be a great learning. There's nothing about it that's good. You know, it's disappointing. And I told the players the same thing. You can try to spin this how you want. You could try to however you want. All right, but that'll hurt you in the end. You know, so there's some things we gotta coaches and players, all of us.
Okay. So we will see how all that goes. Also gonna keep an eye, join the intern, keep an eye on Twitter. Joey, you do as well. I'm doing it as well. Brian Nolis texting me here as well. Go check this out, and it's true. Lots of things are happening again. As I said, a handful of coaches, no longer coaches. Joey, the Browns are going to be a job that a lot of people want. Greg Williams yesterday saying after the game that he should be a candidate and it should be looked for. The Browns said, hey, we will interview you. Also, on the interview scale, per Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, tight ends coach Dan Campbell has been requested by the Packers and Browns to be interviewed as a possible head coach. Now, look, Dennis Allen might be on that scale here as well. We'll ask Larry. A couple of other guys are going to do that as well. It's Roger Sherman of The Ringer tweeting that sources, Greg Williams has been offered the Bengals, the Broncos, the Buccaneers, the Cardinals, the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Packers head coaching jobs. Now, is that real? I don't know if he's been offered all of those, but I will say this. Browns GM John Dorsey telling Albert Breer, and he told reporters that Greg Williams will interview for the full-time job tomorrow. That offense coordinator Freddie Kitchens is also a candidate as well. Monday morning quarterbacks out there, Joey saying Greg Williams, they should keep him to do that here as well. But just think about that. What if Greg Williams goes to the Buccaneers? Can you imagine Greg Williams v. Sean Payton every year? How that would go?
Don't want to see a fist bump every game.
Right. It looks like Ron Rivera will be back here. Again, we'll keep you posted as to all the different moves and candidates that are going here and there and everywhere. So that's what's happening. But again, Dan Campbell has been requested by the Packers and Browns to interview for the head coaching situation there as well for those teams. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. 800-998-1003 and at ESPN Radio NOLA. What do you think from that game yesterday? What do you take from it? Are you really that bothered by what you saw or not? You know, I don't think it's the wrong answer. If you are, I get it. I mean, they got smoked, right? Now, you have to understand I wasn't a full Saints team. The other thing I want to know from you guys, Teddy, right? We called it the Teddy Bowl. We wanted to know what was up with it. Now, you just made a face. I don't know. Now, you and I have not talked about this, right? In full disclosure, have you and I talked about Teddy Bridgewater today?
Nope.
Okay, so I don't know. But you just made a face. I don't know if that was a good face or a bad face. Why'd you make a face when I said, what did you think of Teddy Bridgewater?
I don't know if it was because some of our starters were in, but...
Again, two guys that were not on NFL rosters last week started.
Right.
Just so. Keep that in mind. Just on the offensive line, just keep that in mind. Two guys that were playing Madden on Xbox. Okay?
So they see more than 14 points, though.
Okay, so you're... Again, though, just... I hear.
Yeah, I know.
All right. But okay, so you were not impressed.
Not impressed.
With the Teddy experience.
No, he had multiple chances to get Michael Thomas the ball. Mm-hmm. Wide open Michael Thomas the ball.
Okay.
And failed to do so.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you do not think he's the future?
Because I need to see another game. I don't want to.
Well, this is the hardest thing about this, right? Because this is, I don't want to make this sound like this is a first take question.
Right.
But this is reality. All the Saints are going to have to make a decision on whether or not they need to offer him a deal to keep him, because teams will come coming for him. That's going to happen. Okay. Teams will call Teddy Bridgewater next year, or this March when free agency starts. So Sean Payton and the Saints have the following. Practice, scout running, which a couple of players, right, Jordan, said this past week that he's very competitive in scout team, talking trash to defensive backs and stuff like that. So they do have practice tape. They do have scout film. But Sunday was the only game film they have. Now, again, is it fair? You've heard me talk about this before when they were trying to, whether it's Garrett Grayson or whether, you know, it's Taysom Hill. Like, it's hard to evaluate to me in the preseason what you have when you have guys like we saw yesterday, two guys literally not on NFL rosters start. So I've always said, I want to see, and I did remember in game 4 or game 3, Taysom, I need to see him with the starters. I need to see Teddy Bridgewater with the starters to really get a full view. So you got to kind of maybe just look at certain tidbits. How did his arm look? Did that mobility to kind of have some sort of command on the offense? You're saying he missed some opportunities to give him the ball,
right?
But was it the right read? Right? Now, it just didn't complete it. Look, that goes to timing. That goes to playing pitch and catch for a while. So I can get that, right? Game speed, different from practice speed. So I can understand that. Were there some things, though, that you saw that, hey, with some work, could he run the Saints offense? That's a question I'm throwing out there to you guys. What do you think? Because, again, for the Saints to keep him, it's going to have to be a substantial offer. It's not going to be a nickel 95. You know what I'm saying? Because some teams are going to go after it. So, Sean Payton on Teddy.
Well, the plan was to play him most of the game, and I thought he did a good job. I thought the one interception was a play he'd like to have back, but he did a good job. He had a great week of practice.
800-998-1003. We'll take a quick break and bring in Sir Lawrence of the Holder of the Athletic, covers LSU and your New Orleans Saints. Tigers will be taking on UCF, no doubt Matt Moscona, and after further review, we'll heavily focus on this upcoming game, give you all the preview you want, and of course tomorrow it's game day, so they'll have that over there on the LSU Sports Radio Network. We'll have Marlon Favorite at 2:15 to touch on that. Plus, the Cowboys, they will host the Seattle Seahawks. We'll go through the entire playoff schedule here coming up as well. Larry Holder, Raphael this hour. We'll talk about the coaches that are no longer coaches at 12:45. 1:05, the playoff matchups. We'll go through all of them in the AFC and NFC, including the games this weekend, wild card weekend, Jake Madison, 1:15, Pelicans taking on the T-Wolves. What are you so excited about? They lost the last time they were on the court.
But Alfred Payton is back.
Alfred Payton is back, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. It all will change tonight. All is well. I thought it was mid-January.
No, it was January 1st. He's coming back a day early.
A day early for Alfred Payton to save us all.
Yes.
Check Diallo is questionable and Darius Miller is probable.
Miritich
is still hurt?
Yeah, he's the only guy that's hurt.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, you know how it is with the Pels. An ankle injury is a month and a half. So, anyway, sports hangover. I'm not bitter at all.
No.
Also, we're going to have a lot of fun today on the show. Throw this out there. Give me your bold 2019 sports predictions. We'll have some fun with that in hour two and three as well. Start thinking of them, though. Start thinking of them. I want a bold sports prediction that can be fun, that can be serious. It's New Year's Eve. Many of y'all... already have appointments or doctor visits, or y'all are taking off already or getting off early. Enjoy the day. Be safe. Let's have some fun. Chime in. We'll talk to Larry next. Don't forget hour one. It's brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Been injured in an accident? Ring the King. 504-909-KING. Go check them out online. KingInjuryFirm.com. Just underway. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
If pests are pestering you, call the experts at Terminix. They'll rid your home or business of disease-carrying rats, mice, roaches, spiders, even crazy ants. Call your local pest control experts at Terminix for a free inspection. Terminix also offers home insulation. In La Rose, call 693-3152. That's 693-3152. 693-3152. Terminix. Power over pests.
Are you hungry?
Wow Cafe and Wingery and Cutoff has nothing but the freshest, wholesome flavors and genuine taste. You'll love their fresh salads, wraps, burgers, tenders, and wings with your choice of their award-winning signature sauces and spiced rubs. Stop in for lunch or for dinner 7 days a week. Wow Cafe and Wingery will surely satisfy any appetite for wings and a whole lot more. Located at 3162 in Cutoff on Torpin Pass.
Give your golfer lessons or club fittings from Golf Tech and make this holiday one they will celebrate for years to come. Holiday gifts starting at $125. Visit golftech.com/gifts to buy online or to find your nearest Golf Tech center. That's golftech.com/gifts.
Swing better, play better. Golf Tech.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Blue Monday. How are you, Blue Monday? Got to work like a slave all day.
Is it really Blue Monday? I get it's raining. I get the Saints look terrible. They're the number one seed, the playoffs around the corner. Coach Payton on the defensive effort.
That wasn't good. Wasn't good. We didn't get any pressure on the quarterback. We didn't tackle well. Holding the receivers. Pick something, you know. You didn't run fits weren't good. So, disappointing.
Larry Holder covers the Saints and the LSU Tigers for The Athletic. At Larry Holder's, the way to follow him over on Twitter. Larry, how are you on this New Year's Eve, man?
I'm good, Goose. How are you? You getting ready? Your son's going to blow up your house or what?
They did go get fireworks this morning, he and my wife. I'm a little nervous, but apparently he's got little tanks and stuff and all that stuff. So I will be supervising, which I don't know if it's really supervision, but we'll see.
Well, his hands are probably bigger than yours to hold.
They really are. No, they really honestly are. I am very happy that he was blessed with mostly Anna's jeans and not myself. But anyway, my friend, yesterday, that you heard Sean, he wasn't happy. What the question I'm throwing out there to Saints fans today is, what did you actually take away from yesterday? What did you take away from yesterday?
Well, I can tell you he still wasn't happy this morning. So he was none too happy with basically anything. You ask him about anything, period. So you could tell Sean has gotten into playoff mode. Kurt with answers plenty enough because he's probably a little tight. I think and it was kind of a mixed bag after the game yesterday. When you hear Sean Payton, he wasn't happy. You talk with Cam Jordan, he wasn't happy. But then there are others, specifically someone I talked to at length, Sheldon Rankins, and it wasn't this mass panic. And I think around the locker room, I guess it kind of depends on your perspective. If you're on the defensive side, maybe you are a little antsy when Kyle Allen looks like Dan Marino out there. And, for the first half of the game, you basically had the first team defense in. And the Carolina Panthers scored on every possession. And yet, on the other hand, if more's on the line, you play with a little extra juice. I mean, so it's kind of a give and take. It's really going to depend on kind of if you're a half empty, half full type of person, really.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you bring that up. Yesterday evening, I'm at the Miami airport, and I'm catching the Vikings-Bears game. And to your point, right, Chicago was locked where they were. I mean, from what I understand, right? I mean, obviously if the Rams would have lost, they could have gone up and done that. So they did have a little something more to play for. But they kept Minnesota out the playoffs and they played well. And again, you can scoreboard watch at halftime. The Rams weren't going to lose that game. So, but they came and they finished and you could kind of see on that sidelines a little different level of energy. And I think that's probably why Sean was a little upset by that.
Yeah, I think so. And, you look at, he talked a lot about defense, holding receivers. So, Eli Apple and DJ Williams, get popped for penalties, and Marshawn Lattimore even got beat on a nice throw to DJ Moore. And like I said, when you score on every possession and it's three touchdowns and then a field goal, and now that's a wrap at the end of the first half, that's certainly something you don't want to see going into the playoffs. But also, you go in with some human nature that this game virtually means nothing. You hope you don't get hurt.
Right.
And the Dome, I could tell you, had no energy. Everybody knew what the score was. So it's a different atmosphere come 2 weeks. But there are still things that you want to look toward. The defense struggled a little bit against the Steelers. They came up when they had to, but it certainly wasn't pretty the whole time. And I feel like the Saints offense, they've been lacking in some spots much of the last 8 months or so in the season. So there's definitely things they've got to fix, or they could get popped in the playoffs if they don't fix these things.
Yeah, look, I that divisional round game is no walkthrough. I mean, this is no guarantee that they're going to the NFC Championship game, and because you come through the Dome that they're going to the Super Bowl. They're going to have to face some pretty good defenses and some pretty good teams that are playing good football. Speaking with Larry Holder of The Athletic, at Larry Holder's the way to follow on Twitter. You know, this morning, Sean Payton kind of touched on the fact that, hey, look, they're going to practice this week. They're not completely getting the entire week off. They're going to have a pair of practices, and he wants to focus mainly on the Saints. So maybe that's something that can, sort of kind of get that. Obviously, you want to rest some healthy guys, and you can, I think, practice, Larry, without putting those guys' health at risk. But that's the issue right now, I think, with this team. I think the biggest issue and why they look different than in the beginning and middle of the season is health. More specifically, health of the O-line.
Yeah, they've definitely been banged up. I don't think there's any question about that. And when you're juggling offensive linemen, and they were able to get away with that last year, but I think they probably had a little bit better depth along that offensive line. You look at someone, you don't have a Senio Calamete type of guy. You don't even have a Josh Laridia type of guy. So, it's a little bit different. And then I just think overall, you look at the weapons on the offensive side of the football, And it just showed when you're begging for Ken Gidd to come back and he produces, you could use him. And they hadn't had him for quite a long time. And you saw he came up big against the Steelers, and he at least gives you a named presence that you've got to account for. So I feel like you can improve there. But, no, I do think that that offensive line, it's been a long, grinding season. They definitely will benefit from the bye. And yet, I could still look at someone like Teron Armstead and not feel super confident that he'll even be ready. I mean, he re-injures that pectoral muscle, and it's something that everyone is going to be keeping an eye on once you get to, say, division a week next week when they start pumping out those injury reports.
Yeah, no doubt. And I tell you, one of the things, obviously, you look around, and we'll get into here in a second, as the Falcons are making some coaching changes here as well. With all these different coaching changes, we're already seeing out there reported that Dan Campbell, Packers and Browns, have requested to interview him for a head coach. Who do you think some other assistants could be getting looked at by other teams by the Saints?
I would think after the two seasons they've had that whether it's head coaching spots or promotion somewhere else, they become a coordinator. I think Sean Payton is going to be fielding a lot of these phone calls, and it's going to depend on who the team is. If you give permission. I don't think Sean Payton's going to be giving anyone permission to interview with the Falcons. Sorry, that's not going to happen. So, or like Tampa. I don't know if that's going to happen either, but other teams possibly. But look, I knew Dan Campbell would be number one on the list. So that's no surprise. And of course, Sean Payton this morning didn't want to go into that at all. And of course, I don't know, an hour later it's reported that Dan Campbell's been ask for permission. You know, that's basically the way this game's going to be played. But I think Dennis Allen could get a look. Pete Carmichael's interviewed for John in the past. But I would look at people like, say, Aaron Glenn might get a look somewhere as a defensive coordinator, or like Ryan Nielsen could get a look somewhere, maybe like Dan Rauscher on the offensive line coach. Basically, everybody has earned a look somewhere if they want to take it.
Falcons parting ways with three assistants. Offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian, he gone. Defensive coordinator Mark Emanuel, he gone. And special teams coordinator Keith Armstrong. Ian Rappaport saying watch out for Gary Kubiak, perhaps, to be the offensive coordinator in Atlanta. So all that's going on, Larry, but the Saints still have business at hand. They will be in the postseason, and they will wait to see who they play. We do know it's the late game on Sunday. It's the late game on Sunday that they will be playing. So we do know that already. When you take a look at the playoff matchups, it's Bears, Cowboys, Seattle, and Philly that got in. So it's Bears and Cowboys, Seattle, and Philly that will be playing. What do you think of those matchups this weekend?
I think as far as Bears, Philly, I know Philly's kind of getting a little bit of a hot streak. I know Nick Foles is a little bit banged up with his ribs. I can't see Philly going into Chicago and winning. So I would look at the 4-5 matchup as the most likely Saints opponent. And I think Seattle can go into Dallas and win. And so I'm curious to see that game particularly, and the way the Saints defense has played, say, the last couple of games. Look, Russell Wilson, he worries me. And I've come a long way from, I've never been a big Russell Wilson guy, but I think he is dangerous in this situation. I don't think the dome would intimidate him. Of all of the quarterbacks on the NFC side, I think Russell Wilson would be the least phased by the Superdome, and I'm talking Jared Goff too. So that potential matchup has me a little bit. Let's see what happens, But just that, I still think the Saints are the favorite in the NFC. I mean, I still think they're the best overall team. They're not playing, particularly at their tip-top shape, but I still think when you size them all up, they're still the best team.
Larry Holder of The Athletic covers the Saints and the Tigers. What is your take tomorrow when LSU takes on UCF?
I've heard the old argument, it's a lose-lose. If LSU loses, that's not good. You know, and if they win, they were supposed to win. But I'm not seeing that as the case. I think Central Florida, even though Devin White basically called them out for being fraud national champions and that they'd get destroyed by Alabama, so smack talking from your bona fide leader. But look, I think this is a very important game, actually, for LSU. And even Ed Orgeron said it this morning in their press conference out there in Arizona that when they beat Louisville 2 years ago in the bowl, it helped recruiting. When they lost to Notre Dame, it slipped in recruiting. And LSU's done such a good job in recruiting so far that any little uptick they could use, because they're already on the verge of a top five class, and if things keep going the way it's pointing, they might be number two. So I look at it more in terms of that and say, all right, if LSU goes 9-4, you're bummed out. I still think 9-4 would be a good season, but it's a much better 9-4 than it was last year. But yeah, I think this game is very important as far as the immediate signing day future to the Tigers more than anything else.
No doubt about it. And, of course, all those different openings, lots of news to talk into this week. Saints trying to get their stuff done. And, of course, the Tigers tomorrow here as well. Just a few things, some storylines in football, Larry, to keep an eye on as the new year comes, man. Stay dry and enjoy your New Year's Eve. My best to you and the family, bud.
All right, Goose. To you too, brother.
Thank you so much. Larry Holder of The Athletic, at Larry Holder, is the way to follow him over on Twitter as the rains continue outside here in Metairie. Be careful out there. We'll go over all the different six job openings in the NFL. So we'll go through all of that here coming up a little bit. But up next, Jordan the intern. Are you excited to talk to Rafael Esparza? We'll ask him his take on LSU and UCLA. Why are you not excited about this? It's a beatdown, right? Don't you think a beatdown's coming? Are you half asleep? Are you tired still? You're still tired from Friday?
Yeah.
Why? Wow. Thanks for the energy on that.
I went out again since Friday.
Oh, is that the problem?
Yeah.
You need to get back in school is what needs to happen. I get more out of you when you're in school.
I'm Hour on my one
is brought to you by The King Firm. Go to kinginjuryfirm.com. You'll see videos, blogs, the About Us section. You can meet all the different attorneys and partners, part of the King Firm. And more importantly, you can see what they can do. And if you're interested in maybe, hey, do I need a little representation? Do I need a little help? Even if it's just a phone call, it's free. It's a free consultation call, and they'll tell you, yeah, we can help you. Or maybe they might even recommend you need a different kind of law. So to be used by those attorneys. So look, you can't lose. Give them a call. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. When we come back, Rafael, we'll talk with Mr. Vegas next on ESPN New Orleans.
Oh yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
T-Bob here, and when my AC needs repair, I call the experts at River City's Total Maintenance. They're fast, they're professional, and they'll come out the same day you call. That's right, the same day, and they get the job done right. Couple that with the 2 and 3 year warranties and a 100% money back guarantee, and you cannot go wrong, my friends. So if you need same day AC service, critical in this heat, call River City's Total Maintenance at 504-841-3300. That's 841-3300, and tell them T-Bob sent you.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. You hear the music. We normally chat with him just on Fridays. Mr. Rafael Esparza. Senor Vegas, we like to call him. It's raining. Rafael, you okay, man? It's pouring out there today.
Yeah, I'm okay. I was supposed to drive down to Florida today, but I decided not to drive because it's raining everywhere in the South, looks like, right now.
It is. I just saw the weather report yesterday coming into Miami. Rain expected the next 3 days. Where do we start? Okay, well, this is what I want to do. I want to talk, obviously, Saints. I definitely want to talk about LSU-UCF tomorrow. I want to talk about the possible national championship. Well, not the possible. The national championship. You got coaches being let go here as well. So let's start, though, with what we saw on Saturday night. The two semifinal games, Clemson all over Notre Dame. They looked like they didn't even belong on the field with the Clemson Tigers. And in Alabama, to me, definitely play like that, something to prove. Oklahoma made a valiant effort to make it a game towards the end. But your thoughts in just watching those two games individually?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much what I thought was going to happen. I was hoping it wasn't, just because I would like to see some variety in the national championship game. But for Oklahoma, I think we all knew they were going to put points on the board, because we all know one thing that Alabama does not like to play against is mobile quarterbacks. We've talked about this before. Johnny Manziel has a W underneath his belt, but not one, but two against Alabama. So that didn't really shock me, the points that Alabama gave up. I think Clemson just blowing out Notre Dame was pretty much the biggest shocker I see. And overall, Monday night, I think we're just going to see the same. We're going to read the same book with the same ending. I think Alabama wins. Would not be shocked if Alabama covers. Thank God there's wrestling on.
Do you think there's going to be any momentum to make the playoff bigger with the way those games went, especially Notre Dame? I mean, I had more people Saturday night, Sunday, say Notre Dame belongs no business ever again. They have no business belonging in that until they are conference, unless they can be in a conference championship, all this other stuff. It should have been Georgia. Do you think that game in particular, more than any other, pushes the committee to expand?
Yes, but I'm sorry. It should not have been Georgia. Georgia had, how many losses? Let's count them together. One and two. It should have been UCF. I don't care if UCF gets blown out by 50 against whoever they had to play if they were in the tournament. They still need to be invited. Perfect seasons, back-to-back seasons. Sorry, Georgia. You lost two times. UCF should have been there. And again, if UCF gets blown out, then we can have this conversation. Okay, UCF and Notre Dame do not belong there ever again. But I'm sorry, Georgia, you took care of business, but you lost twice. It should have been UCF.
Ooh, so you would say UCF. Well, that leads us, let's just transition into that then, and we'll get back into the NFL here. But that's LSU and UCF tomorrow. I've been saying, and again, I'm not panicking one way or another if you're an LSU fan. I'm just saying, look, UCF, I think there's more pressure on LSU in this game than there is at UCF. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, totally. I mean, let's just throw it out there. LSU has not been good in bowl games. They're 2-5 against the spread their last 7 bowl games. They've lost to Notre Dame in a bowl game, and the money is coming in on Central Florida. I'm hoping Central Florida does win this, because I want my national back-to-back championship T-shirt that I can wear around.
Okay, just make sure you bring one for Jordan. What size are you, 2X? See what I just did there?
Next, so.
Okay, I'm making sure. I didn't know if you wanted a little room to breathe there. When you look at this game, how do you think it goes tomorrow, LSU and UCF?
If you're LSU, you need your defense to come out and like you did against Rice, like you did against Arkansas, like you did against Mississippi State, because we all know Central Florida can put up points at Memphis not once but twice. They threw 56 points against that Memphis defense. If you're LSU, you have to hold them. So I'm thinking to at least 24 points or under if you want the big. If, let's say if UCF scores quickly and it's a shootout, I'm going to have to take UCF offense over the LSU offense. If you're the LSU Tigers, if you have three, if you can hold them to 3 points or less in the first quarter, I think you win and you take care of business. But let's say if there's UCF scores 10 points or whatever, it could be a very, very long early afternoon.
One of the things that I think that keep me from thinking this could be a blowout, I'm not saying that it's not. If you take a look at the bowl games so far, right, Florida, Michigan, Auburn's performance, where I thought they were going to try to put up 100 for a while, the SEC sort of looked, you know, pretty good as opposed to some of the other conferences. Do you think that that rings true, too? I guess what I'm getting at here is I'm trying to think other than Georgia. People keep bringing up Georgia. I get that. That was easily, to me, their best offensive performance there, right? But LSU hasn't exactly gone out there and lit up the scoreboard like a pinball machine all season, even against teams that they should have, like SLU and stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah, SEC's been playing really good bowl games, but these two next big bowl games, I think, is going to probably write the record of how SEC, let's say if UCF loses or wins against LSU, and let's say Clemson beats Alabama, I think those two losses right there would wipe out everything that Georgia did, everything that Auburn did in this bowl games. I think SEC has probably the two biggest bowl games coming up.
Yeah, it should be interesting, I guess, when we take a look at that game and how it will go tomorrow. Jordan, the intern, who are you rooting for? Do you want your back-to-back national championship shirts like Raphael's saying?
No.
No? You don't want it? You going Go Tigers?
Yeah, okay. Go Tigers.
Raphael, what's the final score tomorrow?
Wow. I'm rooting for the Golden Knights just because I do believe they belong in the Final Four, and I want them to stress it out. I mean, just because they're a small school, and again, they'll probably get waxed by any other team in that Final Four, but they still belong in the dance. I'm hoping for chaos. I think Central Florida wins 48-40 in a high scoring game.
Whoa! Wow. 48-40 UCF. And that'll be the end of Rafael Esparza.
We said that one too many times.
48-40. That's a lot of points. You think LSU's putting up 40, I guess because of their talent, right? SEC speed and all this other stuff. But you think their defense gives – now, they're missing a ton of guys on defense. Is that one of the reasons you think UCF can put up 48?
That is why. They're missing tons and tons of guys on defense, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And I don't really feel like getting out of bed. I can just watch this game and watch tons of points scored in bed while I drink my coffee.
All right, I get you. 8 total openings now in the NFL. The Broncos, Vance Joseph, Cardinals, Steve Wilkes this morning. Dolphins, Adam Gase. Bengals, Marvin Lewis. Jets, Todd Bowles. Bucks, Dirk Cutter. Packers, Mike McCarthy, and the Browns, Hugh Jackson from early in the season. All of those are open. Hot names and commodities, where you think some of these guys go? Of those jobs, which one? Browns, Packers, Bucks, Jets, Bengals, Dolphins, Cardinals, Broncos. Which ones you put at the top of the list as the most coveted, you think?
I would have to say it's between the Packers and Browns. I mean, I like the way the Browns played all season long. They were in the playoff hunt this year. I mean, who would have thought that? I just think with the team chemistry right now, they have a quarterback that everyone's, even a defense, is around him fighting for him. And then, of course, you have Aaron Rodgers. Who doesn't want to coach Aaron Rodgers? I think it's between those two teams. But the rumors are coming out today. I told you, as long as the Saints keep on winning games or in the playoffs, everybody in that coaching staff could probably get a head coaching job in the NFL. So, yeah, I mean, I'm hearing both defensive coordinators, offensive coordinators are going to get phone calls. Cowboy, water boy. I mean, as long as you're in part of that Saints program, I would not be shocked if you're going to get a phone call to see if you want one of these head coaching jobs.
Well, we do know one for me and Rappaport, Dan Campbell, being requested by the Packers and Browns for head coaching interviews there. Could you imagine Greg Williams being the head coach at Tampa Bay? Greg Williams, Sean Payton twice a year.
Yeah, that's interesting. That was one that came out of left field when I saw that from Tampa Bay. That one was pretty shocking.
Do you think Greg Williams gets a head coaching gig?
I think so. I mean, there's so many jobs open right now, and there's, I would not be shocked if that's the case. like I said, there's really not that many big candidates out there. I know New England's probably going to lose probably a coordinator, but there's really no big names. And maybe Bill Cowher will come back if what's his name gets fired in Pittsburgh. Maybe he'll take his old job back.
Mike Tomlin, yeah, that's a bit of a rumor that it could happen. I don't know. They had a ton of locker room issues. They lost with four of their last five when they had leads in the fourth quarter. They're not a bad team. If Le'Veon Bell is there earlier, they're a different team. If they would have known he wasn't coming back, maybe you prep and do things differently for that team there in the running game. Anyway, it'll be interesting to sort of see all that. Look, I tell you what, I did see the end of that Browns-Ravens game. Dude, that was like a playoff atmosphere, watching those two quarterbacks go at it in Lamar Jackson. I think he's in there, right? I mean, he's in there. Let me ask you this. What do the Eagles do? You go Carson Wentz or do you go Foles for the playoff game?
I think you go Foles. I mean, why mess up something that's been clicking since the Super Bowl? This guy has a ring. This guy won a Super Bowl for you. If I'm everybody in the NFC, this guy's got lady luck behind the center. I would want to play the Eagles if Nick Foles is behind center. I don't know. He must have a front row ticket to heaven as well, because all he does is win playoff games, win big games, and last time I checked, he has a ring.
Wow. All right. So you're going Foles over Carson Wentz.
Not even a blink of an eye. Carson Wentz might be updating his resume. He might be updating his resume. Cause
you think the Eagles would part ways with Wentz next year?
Yeah, hypothetically, let's say the Eagles win another Super Bowl, which I highly, highly, highly doubt. How do you not make him your starter next year?
I mean, Carson Wentz is the high draft pick you went and go got, you know?
This guy brought you two ships. What has Carson Wentz got you besides HMO or a bad PPO plan?
Well, I tell you what, there are going to be some teams needing some quarterbacks. You could probably parlay Carson Wentz with some pretty good packages and some picks if you did want to go that route, Raphael.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of teams that need QBs, and this is a very, very weak
right.
QB draft.
Yeah, you said that last week to us and during the week on Sunday Countdown on ESPN, Fox's pregame show there as well. Lots of folks saying, yeah, Oregon's quarterback deciding to come back. It's just a very weak draft. That's why Teddy is going to get some calls. What did you think of Teddy Sunday? Did you pay attention to his play?
I texted it. I watched the game early this morning because I don't watch live games because they just bore me to death. But I watched the whole game this morning as one of the games, and I think he struggled badly. I think he just did not look comfortable with the Saints off with the Saints run. And I told people that he's a very good quarterback. Don't get me wrong, but the offense that Drew Brees and the Saints run is not his cup of tea. To me, he looked very, very slow, very sluggish. I still don't think he's the answer if Drew Brees, I say, drops the mic if they bring home the ship. I don't think he could be the answer.
Did he call Philly for Carson Wentz? Is that what you're telling me?
Why not? You could probably he might be out there.
Raphael Esparza at VSI Doc Sparks will speak again on Friday. We'll go over the wild card matchups. Should be some good ones, man. Philly, Chicago, Seattle, Dallas, and in the AFC. Got some pretty good matchups there as well. So we'll go through all of them here with you on Friday and your sense and feel. Because I don't know, man. I think the NFC is going to produce some pretty tough games too. But look, Texans and Colts, Ravens and Chargers, I think all four games this weekend are must-watch. I really honestly do, don't you?
Yeah, they are. And some big money has come in on the AFC to win the Super Bowl and odds to win the AFC. We had to bump the Saints back up to 3-1 just because of the money that was coming in on AFC to try to level off some of that money coming in. Getting the Saints that we had plus 275, we took some bad. Getting the Saints under, let's say, plus 250 to win the Super Bowl, I think is a really good deal. To me, they're still the favorite. They're not the big favorite, like I told you guys maybe 4 weeks ago when they were just playing dominant football on both ends of the field. But right now, they're still my Super Bowl favorite, and getting them at plus anywhere between 260 to 280 around on different shops, especially at Borovash, who has 3-1. I think that's a great bet to get that at right now.
Who's next after the Saints in the NFC?
It's the Rams. They're pretty much 5-1 everywhere across all the shops, including well, they're plus 550 over at Borovash just because of the money that they probably have on the Saints and trying to get as much money.
Because we looked at that last week. I was looking at it was right after your segment, and Jordan showed it to me, and it was CBS Sports' sports books, and you know, they went all the way, you know, one through whatever that could possibly be in. And I'm like, the Bears are like eighth, right? And Seattle was ninth or tenth. And it's just funny because I think fans feel more confident about the Bears, Seattle, Dallas than the Rams do. And I keep telling people, like, look, the Rams, if they play to their capability, they're the team to me, you know, because they have the offense that can sort of match it. The Saints offense that sort of goes. But it's interesting. Vegas feels it's the Rams, but don't you, Raphael, get the sense of feeling fans feel it's Seattle, it's the Bears, and they looked impressive yesterday against the Vikings. But I get the sense that fans feel differently and have kind of almost given up on the Rams.
The Bears have pretty much what Vegas has been feared anyway, just because the way they beat the Rams, the more money has coming in the Bears. For the NFC ticket count, since that Bears-Ram game, ticket count to win Super Bowl and to win the NFC has been Bears, Saints, Rams in that order. So for Vegas, and probably Borovaj, I'm sure they had 11-1 at the Bears to win the Super Bowl and 12-1 to win the NFC championship 2 weeks ago. And I know for a fact, because some people drove out here to get those numbers, that's a fantastic number to have that defense to win a Super Bowl.
Easy enough. Thank you so much as always, man. We'll talk again on Friday.
Take it easy, guys. Stay dry. Happy New Year.
There he goes. Raphael Esparza, Mr. Vegas. Is there some coffee shop around here you can go get? You look like you need a cup of coffee. You really do. Sports Hangover continues next. We'll go over the updated coaching list. 8 openings now. We'll talk a little bit about that. Plus, again, the matchups here coming up in hour number 2. We'll open up the hour talking about the playoff matches and wild card weekend. Can't wait to get your takes here as well. Plus, Saints fans, I'm asking you, what did you take away from the loss yesterday? Are you concerned? Do you still feel the Saints are destined to head to Atlanta? Speaking of those Dirty Birds, 3 assistants they have let go, including offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian, defensive coordinator Mark Emanuel, and their special teams coach Keith Armstrong. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Louisiana broadcasters are looking for the best of the best.
Announcing the 2019 LAB Broadcast Scholarship Program.
Two $2,000 scholarships are available to Louisiana broadcasting students.
For complete details,
call 1-800-364-7260 or go to www.broadcasters.org to apply. The Louisiana Association of Broadcasters Scholarship Program. Good for you, good for us, great for Louisiana.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good, but are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Hello, I'm Terry Harris with ESPN Radio 100.3 FM. There's no time more fitting to say thank you and wish you and yours happy holiday season and a happy new year of health, happiness, and prosperity.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It's Monday, thought I had a day off Monday.
Everybody's how about that, Jordan? Are you excited about Monday?
Graduation Monday.
That wakes me up.
That wakes you up?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not the same.
Graduation.
Nah, I need my Friday.
Wait, yeah.
Nah, no. 800-998-1003. Let me ask you this. As I mentioned there, going into the top, into the break here. Steve Sarkisian, he got let go. Remember, he was at Bama, former head coach in college.
I'm finished with this guy.
Yeah. If you're LSU, do you call Steve Sarkisian about the offensive coordinator position? It's not open, but. Because that was a name that was floated out there, right? Last offseason? What say you, Tiger fans? I'm just asking you. I'm not saying that they should or they shouldn't. I know it was a name that a lot of LSU fans threw out there, along with Lane Kiffin and all those, you know. Is that somebody LSU should at least pick up the phone and just see what's going on? I still think, my personal opinion, I think Ensminger, Coach O, is comfortable with him. I think it's important to have somebody, some continuity, somebody that you've had for a while, at least another season with your quarterback. But I know Matt Moscona, you know, was a huge proponent of just cleaning house on the offensive end at the end of the season. We've talked to several analysts, right? I mean, Raphael being one from the Vegas side, but different analysts here as well, that say, hey, you know, you're not seeing a lot of ingenuity and things of that nature on the offensive end. And the offense is still a reason why LSU struggled this year and didn't win some of the games and didn't put up the points that they wanted. I've said I could see you keep Ensminger on staff, because remember, that's kind of what he was, right? Before that, maybe a quarterback's coach, consultant, a quarterback's coach, to where he still works for Burrow. Somebody else calls to play. I've gotten two heck no's. And I just text Larry, who again covers the Tiger, says, I don't see O moving away from Ensminger. Again, I think what's important to Coach O is he can get along with him. Honestly. But I don't know, you can still keep Ensminger on staff. Right? Maybe somebody comes in and calls plays. And Ensminger can be that go-between. He knows some of the guys on the offense already from obviously being the old coordinator this year. Knowing his quarterback, he can help come up with the game plan as to how to use him better. But somebody else calls the plays on game day. I don't know. Is that much of a difference? Would that even work? I don't know. I'm asking you. 800-998-1003. Uptown Ruler. Happy New Year's to you. What you got, man?
Hey, man. I don't take that loss as no serious loss.
Okay.
Because let me tell you why. I was drinking my daiquiris yesterday, and it was making me feel so great that I wanted to get out there and play football with them. But the name of the game is to keep on moving on, and the Saints is going to move on to the Super Bowl, and Atlanta is going to be in the toilet bowl.
Are you happy today that Atlanta made coaching moves?
It doesn't matter to me who they fire. They should fire the owner.
Do you think Arthur Blank's going to fire himself, huh?
He should.
Okay.
I mean, for picking, for finishing what? They finished last, didn't they?
7-9 in the NFC South is where they finished.
What was Tampa Bay record final?
Ooh, Tampa Bay. Now, they're getting a new head coach, too, as well. What, could you imagine Greg Williams being the head coach over in Tampa Bay and facing Sean Payton twice a year?
I can imagine that. I can imagine Sean Payton putting his foot up. You know where Sean?
It was Saints, Falcons, Panthers, Buccaneers bringing up the rear.
Hey, guess what? That would make it a rivalry then with Greg Williams. That'd make it a real rivalry then.
It would. That is for sure. Looking forward to your phone call later this week, because I want to hear from you on Friday. You got a whole week to do your homework. But on Friday, I want why the Seattle Seahawks will go into Dallas and beat your dreaded Dallas Cowboys.
Well, you see, I already picked Seattle to beat the Cowboys.
Okay.
But, you know, I want the Cowboys down here. See, because I want to give Mr. Whatchacallem his walking papers.
Okay, but that's the problem we have here, right? Are you going to root for the Dallas Cowboys?
No, I'm gonna stay in between because I don't like neither one of them, but I do like the quarterback from Seattle. He's a little bit more stout than what the quarterback from Dallas is.
Okay, so you like Russell Wilson? Okay,
yeah, I like Russell Wilson over
Dak Prescott.
Over Prescott, yes.
Okay. All right.
But I'm not gonna pick neither one, because I'm staying right there in the middle And if the Cowboys lose, I'm say I told you so.
Ah, I got you. And then if they win, you're excited because they're coming here for a butt kicking.
That's right.
I like how you think, Uptown Ruler. I like how you think. My friend, it's always a pleasure. Have a happy new year. It was great in 2018. We'll see you in 2019, Uptown Ruler.
See ya. Don't want to be ya.
Think he's already got a little jungle juice going?
Whoa. Jungle juice, yeah. At
190 octane?
1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Why not?
Not even a tailgate? Just, you know what?
I'm going right to
make
it.
My own.
Right into it.
Ice chest of jungle juice.
Right into it. Just a gallon. Hour one in the books. Coming up next on the Sports Hangover, we'll look at the AFC and NFC matchups. How you feeling already about Wild Card Weekend? We'll take your take here as well. And Saints fans, I haven't heard enough from you. We'll go through Twitter and Facebook as well. Give us a call. What did you take the most out of yesterday? What did you? Jake Madison, 115 as well. Pels played tonight at the Smoothie King Center. I'm sure that'll be a full house. They host the T-Wolves. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.